Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Rabbi Ariel Berger, who was a student and also the teaching assistant for Elie Wiesel, wrote a book. It's an excellent book, by the way. I'd recommend buying it. Was the author of a book called Witness, Lessons from Elie Wiesel's Classroom. And he revealed in this book, page 82, a most interesting tidbit from Elie Wiesel's original Yiddish version of Night. It's a quote, and it was in the Yiddish version, it was the opening words. And I'm going to read these, not in Yiddish, don't worry. But the original opening sentence, in the beginning was faith, which is childish, trust, which is vain, and illusion, which is dangerous. Almost wish that they had kept that opening quote in the English version that I've read and reread. And in fact, I've read all three books of the Night Trilogy, because Elie Wiesel, who is or was a Holocaust survivor and a Nobel Peace Prize winner, has changed the life of so many people, including my own. But I would say that Elie Wiesel's faith in God and humanity was perhaps transformed in a sad and negative way by his experience in Auschwitz and his experience in Buchenwald. Because if you don't know the story of Elie Wiesel, he was a Hasidic boy who was born and lived in Sighet, Romania, until his life was forever changed when the Nazis came and transported his town and his family to Auschwitz in 1944. His mother and his sister were killed that first day in Auschwitz. And his father was killed after barely surviving the death march to Buchenwald. His faith was changed. His humanity, his view of humanity was changed. And if I could recommend any book to read, I would recommend Night. Even more than, yes, The Diary of Anne Frank. Because his faith, as I've already said a couple of times, was transformed from a Hasidic view of God that of just complete unadulterated belief to something entirely different. It was, as he described, and Ariel Berger describes in his book, Witness, to a faith as protest, loyalty as an act of rebellion, and as what he would ultimately describe as a wounded faith. And Berger described, in his own words, Elie Wiesel's faith as an angry faith, an activist faith, a faith with teeth. And I've described it in my own master's thesis that I wrote on the literature of the Holocaust, and I devoted a chapter to comparing and contrasting Elie Wiesel and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, as Elie Wiesel still believed in God, but he was upset that he did. I would also argue that Elie Wiesel's view is not the exception, but the rule for those individuals who survived the Shoah, who survived the Holocaust, especially those who were young and lost everyone that represented home and security and community and family. The orphans of the Holocaust had all their hopes, dreams, beliefs, and assumptions about everything shattered. And that's why we entitled this episode, Shattered Assumptions. In fact, there is a fascinating story of 300 plus surviving children and young adults that I cannot recommend enough for you to watch, that was produced by PBS called The Windermere Children. It's a story of these children who survived the Holocaust, these young adults who survived, and they go to England and they live for about 4 months in a home, in a village, trying to recover their humanity. And if you get a chance to watch it, watch it. But what I've discovered in the almost 80 years, can you believe it's almost been, or we're approaching 80 years since the beginning of the Holocaust. And however, and since the liberation of the death camps, we still find, and we're still finding that the first generation of Holocaust survivors and the second generation, and now we're approaching great-grandchildren of Holocaust survivors, so third generation of Holocaust survivors, that they are still having shattered assumptions and a shattered and a wounded faith. A wounded faith about God and the possibility of hope and belief. They might go through the motions, but even though Elie Wiesel was a member of an Orthodox synagogue in New York, his belief was, I believe in you, but I wish I couldn't. And we who have the answers, we who are believers in Jesus and we who are members of Christians and Christian churches, we also have wounds, because even though we know the great physician who can heal those wounds and bind up those who are brokenhearted, because we know Messiah Jesus and we have the truth, we also have shattered issues, and we have done little to nothing to ease the pain and shattered dreams of those who have had everything broken by the Holocaust. And we have bad reasons for this reluctance. We have bad excuses for our hesitancy. And bottom line, we have to break out of our malaise and our guilt and our apathy that has frozen us in time for the last 75, almost 80 years. And we have to admit and ask for forgiveness for our own assumptions that have to be shattered, so that we can reach those Jewish people that are broken still, that are shattered still. We have to reach them with the gospel, a gospel and a Messiah that belong to them in the first place, because we do have assumptions that are sin in the first place. Because if I can leave one thought with you, because this is going to be a short episode, because if you claim to be a Christian, if you claim to be a member of a church, and if your heart was not shattered by the words of Elie Wiesel, and I'm going to repeat them again, if your heart was not shattered by the words of Elie Wiesel at the beginning of this podcast, let me say those words again. These are the words of Elie Wiesel. In the beginning was faith, which is childish, trust, which is vain, and illusion, which is dangerous. If you proclaim to be a Christian and if your heart was not shattered by Elie Wiesel's words, then I must ask, do you have a heart at all? If you are not shattered and brokenhearted and wounded by the shattered reality of the brokenness of the Jewish people over the last 80 years, then do you have a heart at all? Let me ask that again. If you are not shattered by the brokenness and the shattered assumptions of those children who came out of the camps and found no one but themselves, do you have a heart at all?